Once I prove my worth, and then I meet the wizard. What I've waited for since birth. And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb? Or like Munchkin, so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are. A girl on whom I can rely. And that's how we'll begin, the wizard and I. Once I'm with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you. No sister acts ashamed. And all of us has to love you. And by the wizard you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. As we work hand in hand, the wizard and I.
Yeah, Wicked. The second half of Wicked coming to theaters. Yeah, right now to talk about it, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
I'm waiting for that. I waited a year for this. All year you made me sit this out. Have you seen this part two yet, The Wicked for Good?
You know, I have not seen this one. I am actually going out tonight to see it. I don't know what happened. My life got away from me, but I have tickets to go see this with my wife, and we are both excited. And I'll tell you, everyone is talking about this movie. It has been playing on early showings since this Monday. There were early access shows on Wednesday. I actually went out to the theaters to just watch people and see what's going on. Everyone is showing up wearing green and pink, so if you come into the theaters, do the same. There's photo ops, there's people, there's energy. This is what going to the movies is about, and you really got to go see it. So, you know, get your tickets. We'll talk about the movie here, but there is energy in the theaters. People are excited, and it's a great time to be watching movies.
Now, this is not really The Wizard of Oz. It's the backstory on the witches from The Wizard of Oz. Interesting enough, do you know in both the first one and this one, you never see Dorothy's face? You can see in the background, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow, but they don't show Dorothy's face. They said they did that for a reason. They wouldn't tell you why, but they did it for a reason. I don't know why they did it, but anyway, they did it. So great songs, a great plot, great acting. Whoa, I was really knocked out by the Wicked Witch and The Good Witch. They did such a great job on casting and putting this thing together. It looks so magical when it's on the screen, too. The sets and the special effects, whatever they did to it. And, of course, you got Jeff Goldblum, the fly himself, the brindle fly, playing the wizard. He'll always be the fly. Remember that movie?
Yes.
So he plays the wizard, and we all basically know the plot, but it's great. The music's great. Everything's great. So this is part two, but you can see one and two together, right? You guys are going to show one and two?
That's right. There are still opportunities to see the double feature, so check that out. Otherwise, this part two is amazing. As you mentioned, Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, Jeff Goldblum, and more. There's plenty. Jonathan Bailey's in this movie. Everyone from the first one basically is back. John Chu is directing. It's amazing. If you've seen the first one, you're going to like this one. The reviews are great. I know everyone that's gone and seen this loves it. It has smashed records. In fact, it's going to be one of the biggest openings of the year. It already broke before it opened pre-sale records. It had the best first day ticket pre-seller of 2025 and the biggest first day pre-seller ever for a PG rated film. So when you look at that from the very first time tickets went on sale, it was shattering tickets, right? Ticket records. It is going to go on to, it could do up to $180 million this weekend. So we'll check that out, which is a monster take for any movie. People want to go see it, and don't forget, you'll have more people coming out to it, seeing it next week for Thanksgiving week. You mentioned it. It's phenomenal. Elphaba, she's the Wicked Witch of the West. She has this relationship with Glinda. That's the Good Witch of the North. It's the second part of the film. The first one is spectacular. So be prepared for just a great time at the theater. And like I said, this is an experience. It's not just about the movie. Grab whatever you have that's green. Grab whatever you have that's pink. Throw it on and just go with the whim and just have fun with everyone around you. Because I can tell you, you're part of a group at this one. You're part of an experience. And that's what really makes it fun.
And everybody's thinking, well, Glinda was the Good Witch of the East. No, the Wicked Witch of the East was the one Dorothy dropped the house on. That was the Wicked Witch of the East. You're right. Glinda was the Wicked Witch of, not the Wicked Witch, the Good Witch of the North. But the Wicked Witch of the West, her sister, was the Wicked Witch of the East. And that's the one the house fell on. And that's the one the ruby slippers came off of. And that got the whole ball of wax rolling. You know, I was thinking, I didn't like the fact they broke it into two pieces, two movies. But it's an it was a genius idea, because if you do one movie, people see it and that's it. Now people have to spend the same amount of money going back to see part two, so they're making double the amount. It was a genius movie. It won't work with every movie, but it did work with this one. It was a good move.
Most certainly. When you look at it, it's funny that you mentioned that, because Wicked Part 1 ran 2 hours and 41 minutes. This one is slightly shorter. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes. The entire stage production, with an intermission, I'm told, is 2 hours and 45 minutes by comparison. So when you look at that, of course, it's film. There's a lot more to go into the story. And they mentioned that John Chu said he didn't want to take any of the details out. He wanted there to be the character development the whole way through. And I think they made the right choice. And let me tell you this much. People are going to see this movie, and it looks like they approve, because everyone's really enjoying this. And while we've waited a year, Don, I've loved the suspense of seeing one year and one the other year. They're not too far apart. It's still enough time for us to be familiar with the story. And I just think Universal has done a tremendous job with this franchise. And we'll see what else they do with it. I know Ariana Grande has been talking about, well, we're all here. We're not going anywhere. We might be able to do a third. We might be able to do something else.
I heard that.
So
yeah,
see what goes on. That's just a rumor. I don't have any insight on it, but you heard it. If it's in the news, you can Google it. So I can tell you this much. Of the people I observed in the lobby on Wednesday night in our Majestic Cinema here in Brookfield, Wisconsin, every one of those people would have come back to see the third one. Let's just say that one much if they make one.
You know, two of the greatest quotes of all time came from the original Wizard of Oz. One is, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. And pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Those are two great quotes. All right. We also have some other movies opening up. Let's run through that list.
Yeah, and there is also some great other movies. If you've already seen Wicked for Good, or you're just looking for something else, there is one that's on the radar. If you're an action buff, you got to go see this movie. It's Sisu Road to Revenge. It's rated R. Right now, Rotten Tomatoes critics rating of 95%. They're going nuts over this movie. It's the sequel to the 2022 surprise hit Sisu, and this is being heralded as a wall-to-wall cinema action event. It's the sequel to that sleeper hit Sisu, like I mentioned, and here's the plot. So a man returns to his house where his family was brutally murdered during the war. He refuses to die. He dismantles the house. He loads up his truck, and he's determined he's going to go rebuild this as a safe harbor somewhere else. While he's doing so, the commander who killed his family comes back. He's hell-bent on finishing the job. And this basically sets off this eye-popping cross-country chase that ensues. And it's a fight to the death. It's full of clever, unbelievable action, unbelievable set pieces. This is like some of those last Mad Max movies that we've seen, where it's a chase scene that seems to go on and on and on. And it's just tremendous. So Sisu, Road to Revenge, an action movie that is going to be dwarfed by Wicked for Good at the box office. But let me tell you, if you're looking for popcorn action, a lot of explosions, and just a lot of fun carnage, it's Sisu, Road to Revenge, and that would be your pick this weekend.
Now, I just want to, in case my wife's listening, she wanted to go see David. And it's an animated film based on David from the Bible. When is that coming out? It's not out now, though.
Sure, that's being released by Angel Studios. It's animated. And that is coming out right before the Christmas week. So on December 19th, it gets released, and that week is loaded. It's got Avatar: Fire and Ash, the SpongeBob movie, The Housemaid, and David. So it's going to be playing at all area theaters. It's David, it's animated, it's from Angel Studios, and it's coming out on December 19th.
Yeah, she wants to see that film. She likes the music and everything from it. All right, December 19th. We have a lot of movies to see between now and then.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason. Bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Who can say if I've been changed for the better?
That's Ariana Grande. That's from the soundtrack from Wicked. I think that was the first part, she said. I'm not sure. See, when I saw it originally, all the songs were in one musical on stage, so it's hard for me to break it up. I don't know which was which. But anyway, talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters today, and we're talking about all the movie openings. We talked about Sisu. Is that the name of the film? Is that how you pronounce it? Sisu?
Yeah.
Okay, Sisu.
Sisu Road to Revenge.
Sisu, yeah. And also Wicked for Good. But there's another movie opening up, Rental Family, with Brendan Fraser, right?
That's right, PG-13, Rental Family. Brendan Fraser's kind of on a renaissance. I think we look at him and we look at everything he did from The Mummy and some of those movies years ago. But I think people don't realize how great of an actor. And he was in some amazing movies like Gods and Monsters early in his career. And he really is a well-accomplished actor. He continues his comeback after the movie The Whale, which was so tremendous. And he's been taking some of these smaller, emotionally layered roles. And this is one of them. It's Rental Family. And it follows an American actor. His name is Philip. It's played by Brendan Fraser. He's struggling financially, and he's living in Tokyo. So he takes this odd job. And it's a job where there's a rental family agency, and he's hired to play roles for clients who need a temporary family member, such as a father that's needed for a young girl's school interview or something like that. Whatever the role is, he's there to step in as a family member. And as he performs these roles, he really finds that there's some emotional connections between his performances and real life. And that leads to some complexities, obviously. So it is a very heartwarming movie, getting some great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So Rental Family, rated PG-13, really a sweet film here, and Fraser is excellent in it. So you've got options this week between Wicked for Good, which could be the big one, Sisu Road to Revenge for all the action fans out there, and then this great heartwarming tale called Rental Family with Brendan Fraser. It is a tremendous time to be at the box office, both this week and next week for Thanksgiving.
I love musicals. I mean, I grew up going into Broadway musicals on Broadway as a kid, and I just love musicals. I just wish they put more on the big screen. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because it doesn't always translate well. But, yeah, I love musicals. Okay, let's talk about Brendan Fraser. He's also in the news. What's The Mummy 4? They never made that movie, did they?
Well, they have not made it, but Brendan Fraser has mentioned, hey, I'd certainly love to do so. So if you look at what Brendan Fraser said, Brendan Fraser's looked at some things. He says that the next Mummy will be the one he always wanted to make, but never has been made. He says, I've been waiting 20 years, and it's time to give the fans what they want. So it's been talked about back and forth. He's been on press tours saying, yes, we should make it happen. I got to believe it's going to happen. And Universal has not announced the release date for the next Mummy movie, but let's just say it's probably going to happen. And as we mentioned, I'd love to see Brendan Fraser again in some sort of a role with the Mummy, and I'm sure that they can make it work.
Did Tom Cruise make a Mummy movie?
He did.
Oh, he did? Okay, all right. I wasn't sure. Okay, let's talk about Zootopia 2. Now, I'm not a big fan of Zootopia because I'm not a big animated movie fan, but I'm in the minority on this one. This film is huge, Zootopia. Now, Zootopia 2 is ready to come out, right?
Yeah, it's coming out next weekend. Tickets are on sale. So if you're thinking about families, you're thinking about around the Thanksgiving time, now may be the time to get those tickets for Zootopia 2 because it's going to be It's going to make over $100 million during its first weekend. And in fact, worldwide, they're saying this could be a billion-dollar franchise. Disney has done it time and time again. When you look at the movies that they put out, their animated films, especially their sequels, like The Incredibles and The Incredibles 2, they have just been phenomenal in terms of return. So $1 billion is being looked at for Zootopia 2 this holiday season. And I think the brilliance of it is because all of these movies can entertain someone from 2 to 102 and beyond. And Zootopia definitely has that great wit of a story and also just has that cute charm, which is something that everyone is looking for when they go to see a movie, especially trying to bring the whole family out. So Zootopia 2 opens. People are wondering, can it give Disney another $1 billion hit at the box office? I am betting on that. I have bet on this film for the past year. So I'm going to bet on that. We'll see if I'm right over the next couple of weeks.
You're always right. Even when we pick the Oscar picks, you always seem to be right. I don't know. Okay, but you hang around. You're in Hollywood all the time. You're hanging out with the big wigs in Hollywood. So I guess something rubs off. Okay, let's talk about some wicked fun facts you had here.
Well, let's take a look at these because it's funny. The nice thing about, the really neat thing about Wicked for Good when you go see it is that John Chu favored practical real-life sets, and he didn't really want excess CGI in this. So basically the production team did some things, and this is neat. The production team actually planted 9 million tulips for the Land of Oz scenes, and they also built a 16-ton Emerald City Express train. So when you're looking at the movie and you're looking at the tulips, just know there were 9 million of those things planted. And I'll tell you, I would have loved to have gone there. It's like some of these sunflower fields that they show you. I'd love to see where these tulips are. So that's one. We talked about the other. The runtime is quite an excess of what the original stage play was. So the original stage play with intermissions, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Here we have part one at 2 hours and 41 minutes, and this one, part two, at 2 hours, 18 minutes. But definitely, I don't think anyone's complaining about this. And here's something really interesting that I didn't know. The Jonas Brothers actually auditioned for a role in this film. So both Nick and Joe Jonas auditioned for the role of Fierro, which ultimately went to Jonathan Bailey. But that would have been very interesting, watching either Nick or Joe Jonas in the role of Fierro. They both tried out, but ultimately they went to John Bailey, who, of course, is a rising star in Hollywood at the moment.
Okay, I was trying to find out where they actually filmed this, and I'm almost there now. Filming locations. Okay, here they are. So where did they plant those? They filmed it in England. Yeah, the whole movie was filmed in England, the entire film. So somewhere in England is those 9 million tulips, right?
That's right.
9 million of them. My goodness. Hope they didn't have allergies. 9 million of them. Okay, what else did I want to talk about here? Oh, I've got some stuff for you. Jennifer Lawrence. I always thought about this. You spend years planning, making movies, and then they flop at the box office. Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half, only to find out everyone thinks it sucks. That's got to be, you spend a lot. She's just spending a year and a half. How about the writers to spend years and putting these things together, the money involved, and then nobody likes it. Huh. That's got to really, take people off. How about the trailer for the latest Knives Out movie, Wake Up Dead Man? When is that coming out?
Well, I don't have knowledge on that one, Don. You caught me on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I hear you in the background there. I'd love I have the original Knives Out on DVD. My wife and I watch it all the time. Even though we know the ending, it was such a great ensemble cast in that film. And the wit and the comedy of it and even the suspense of it is just great. And Daniel Craig, who played the lead detective on there, just great. Benoit, I think it was his name. Great movie, Knives Out. I can't wait for the next one to come out. Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, One Battle After Another, leads the AARP Movies for Grown-Ups Awards, 8 nominations, followed by Hamnet, not Hamlet, but Hamnet, A House of Dynamite, never heard of that one, Sinners and Train Dreams, I never heard of that one either. Have you heard of all these films?
Yeah, I heard of them. A lot of them are more independent releases, and some of them have not been fully released to the basically to the mainstream theaters.
Yeah.
But they are Oscar contenders coming up that will be released as we get into this awards season.
One battle after another. That didn't do that well, did it?
You know, it was critically acclaimed. Paul Thomas Anderson put that out. It's a wonderful movie. It's a Paul Thomas Anderson film, which tends to not do exceptionally well at the box office, but it is a phenomenal movie that people should check out, and Leo is just excellent in it.
Give us a quick rundown of the new titles opening up theaters today.
Well, we've got Wicked for Good. That's going to be the number one movie at the box office. Wear pink, wear green. Go out and see it this weekend. Be part of the movement. It's going to be a blast. Then we have the action picture, Sisu, Road to Revenge. Tremendous ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. Just go on Rotten Tomatoes and read the reviews of this movie, and you'll chuckle at what people are saying about it. So it's an action spectacular. And then, of course, we have Rental Family with Brendan Fraser. This is just a wonderful, heartwarming movie with Brendan in the lead role. Lots at the box office. We've got Zootopia 2 opening next week for Thanksgiving. Get your tickets now. We are officially in the holiday season of the movies, and it's going to be a great time from now until the end of the year.
Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, thank you, my friend.